Vermont's most recent experiment with commuter rail was short-lived. The Champlain Flyer along the busy Route 7 corridor in Chittenden County lasted just 3 years. In 2003, it was shut down due to high costs and a lack of ridership. That hasn't discouraged wind energy developer David Blittersdorf. He's sinking millions of dollars so far into a plan to bring commuter train service back to Vermont. VPR's Steve Zind has more.
We love our cars, gas prices are relatively low, and Vermont's highways are mostly gridlock-free. Would people be reluctant to climb aboard commuter trains? David Blittersdorf has a quick answer to that question.
You're bringing up today's reality. I think today's reality is going to change before 10 years.
Blittersdorf says in the not-too-distant future, fossil fuels will be scarce and expensive, and commuter train service, even in rural Vermont, will become a necessity. He's already spent $5 million to purchase a dozen refurbished, self-propelled rail cars called diesel multiple units. They can go up and down the tracks individually or hook together. One day, he hopes the trains will be electric. This month, his company, All Earth Rail, hired its first employee. Veteran train man Charlie Moore says he came out of retirement to help make Blittersdorf's idea a reality.
I'm a railroader. The only job I've ever had is working on the railroad, and I believe in it. I believe in Vermont, and I believe the people in Vermont are going to support this.
All Earth Rail plans to establish commuter service between St. Albans and Montpelier. It's also looking at a route between Burlington and Middlebury. Moore's first job is to strike deals with the state of Vermont and New England Central Railway, which each own portions of the track the service would use. But that's just the beginning of a series of partnerships necessary to get the trains running. Blittersdorf says fares charged to riders won't cover the cost of operating the trains, so he'll need others to help pay for the service.
We're going to probably be looking at all the larger employers, including state government, all our institutions, say, we want you to help subsidize.
Blittersdorf says local governments also stand to benefit from having the train stop in their communities.
You know, Burlington's trying to go to net zero energy, not just electricity. That's a big deal. You're going to have to do a lot to get people out of cars.
Federal funds could also play a role in the project. According to a recent feasibility study by the state, it would require millions of dollars annually to operate a commuter rail line between St. Albans and Montpelier. The study says equipment, facilities, and upgrades necessary to run the line could cost more than $300 million.
No. That's not the Vermont way.
Blittersdorf hasn't yet worked up a budget for his project, but he says it won't cost nearly that much.
We think we can run passenger rail on the short haul runs that Amtrak can't do, and we're going to be probably one-third the price.
The state spends $8 million annually to subsidize the two Amtrak routes in Vermont. Dan DeLabriere is the rail program director at the Agency of Transportation. He says it'll be up to the legislature to decide whether to subsidize Blittersdorf's project.
We're interested to hear more, but until we do hear more, I don't know that we have any sort of, you know, stance on what his plan is yet, because we don't know the details.
In recent years, Blittersdorf's wind projects have run into strong opposition from those concerned about the impact of large turbines. Regulators have cited his Georgia Mountain Community Wind project for violating its permit. Is he worried that those problems will undermine public and government support for his rail project?
Oh, there's always a worry. You know, I could end up broke, but I'm willing to do that for the benefit of our society.
Blittersdorf has an ambitious timeline for getting at least some of the service going. He hopes the first commuter trains will start running next year. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.